This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. What has The Worldview in 5 minutes meant to you? How have the stories, the original interviews, the sound bites, the scriptures, and even the uplifting stories at the end of the newscast ministered to you and your family? We'd love to hear from you. Email me at adam@theworldview.com. Please include your full name, city and state, and what specifically you appreciate about this ministry. During this busy summer month of July, we're asking you to prayerfully consider becoming one of 100 brand new contributors. Just go to our website, theworldview.com, and click on Give in the right top corner. Whether you give a monthly pledge of $25 by checking that recurring monthly donation box, or a one-time gift of $300, we hope you'll bless this ministry that means so much to the nearly 100,000 people that tune in on a regular basis. Daniel 4:17 is so true. The Most High rules among the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever He wills. Mexico has a new president. Andrés López Obrador was elected by an overwhelming majority in Sunday's election. López Obrador has shied away from taking a position on homosexuality and abortion. However, he is recognized for his commitment to socialism, welfare for the poor, and special treatment for immigrants. The new president says he will take into account the viewpoints of Catholics and evangelicals on social issues. The U.S. Supreme Court acted to protect freedom of speech again for pro-lifers. The High Court ruled Thursday against a Baltimore law that would have required pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise abortion. President Donald Trump says he plans to announce his Supreme Court nominee this coming Monday. The New York Times released a short list containing the names of Thomas Hardiman, William Pryor Jr., Amul Thapar, Brett Kavanaugh, Joan Larson, and Amy Barrett. Unfortunately, the president has announced a Republican homosexual activist as his pick for Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs. R. Clark Cooper is the former president of the Log Cabin Republicans, a group committed to promoting the sin of homosexuality and the so-called rights for those who favor that particular sin. Revelation 12:17 says, "Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus." Communist officials broke into the Bible Reformed Church in Guangzhou, Guangdong, China last month, and now the church must pay a large fine. Pastor Wang told China Aid that they plan to take legal action over the abuse of religious freedom. Such government attacks are increasingly frequent, says Bryn Lawrence, the English editor of the China Aid Association.
This is actually quite a common occurrence in China where authorities will break into churches. And, you know, often it's quite a few authorities. In the story, it's 10 to 30 government officials. Usually it's around like 10 to 20. And they will come in and they'll, you know, maybe they'll question some people. They'll take down some ID information. They'll accuse them of gathering illegally. And then they'll fine them or take someone into detention or something like that.
Lauren said that the Chinese Christians are asking us to pray for provision for these believers who are in prison and for their families.
When someone goes to prison or is fined a lot of money, that obviously puts their family in a financial deficit. You know, that's why China Aid has like Families the Persecuted Fund and all of that. That's a huge need that they have. So just pray that they would be taken care of financially, that they would be allowed to hire lawyers for people in prison, and that they would also be able to even just receive correspondence or go visit them, because sometimes they're barred from even visiting them.
To learn more about helping families of the persecuted Chinese Christians, check out the link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Eric Trump, the president's son, was reported to have helped a woman last Wednesday who had passed out at a train station in New York City. After stopping to help the woman at the F station near 6th Avenue, Eric rushed into traffic to flag down an ambulance to aid the woman. He told the Washington Examiner, quote, "We just happened to be in the right place at the right time," end quote. The church growth guru and megachurch champion of the 1990s has received another rebuke from the elders of Willow Creek Community Church outside Chicago, Illinois. The elders concluded that Bill Hybels had, quote, "entered into sin," end quote. They further acknowledged that they should have believed the women who accused him of sexual misconduct earlier this year. Willow Creek has led the evangelical megachurch movement and egalitarianism in church leadership since the 1980s. But God said, "The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be, like people, like priest. So I will punish them for their ways." Hosea 4:7-9. Joel Houston, lead pastor of Hillsong New York City, certified his belief in the Big Bang and evolution by what he called, quote-unquote, "survival" in recent tweets. Joel is the son of Brian Houston, the Australian pastor and originator of the Hillsong movement. And finally, after 10 days of searching, rescue teams have found 12 young soccer players and their coach who had gotten lost in a flooded cave in northern Thailand, reports the New York Times. By the mercies of God, the boys, ages 11 through 16, are okay, although weak from hunger, according to a brief video filmed by another diver which was posted on the Thai Navy SEAL Facebook page. The diving team is still trying to figure out how to get them out of the cave. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.